USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Another victim found.
Very unfortunately, one additional victim was recovered. So the number of deceased is now at 12. The number of unaccounted is now 149.
Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine Cava making that announcement at a Tuesday evening press briefing. The search continues at the site of the partially collapsed Champlain Tower, as Florida State Attorney Catherine Fernandez-Rundle said Tuesday that prosecutors will push for a grand jury investigation into the collapse. The White House also announcing that the president will visit the site on Thursday. And the House has passed a bill to remove statues of those who voluntarily served in the Confederacy from the U.S. Capitol. The measure passed in a 285-120 vote Tuesday. The bill's future in the Senate is uncertain. The House passed it last year, but no action was taken in the upper chamber. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Energize Health. Awesome and amazing day. Men, John Jubilee with Energize Health. And I want to just talk to you man-to-man for a moment. One-third of men 50 and over suffer with high blood pressure. That high blood pressure medication has a horrible side effect. Worse than death. Erectile dysfunction. And it's brutal, but let's just talk about it medically. We have had thousands of people completely reverse diabetes, high blood pressure, irritable bowel syndrome, yes, and EV, raise their testosterone 500 points naturally through the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. Men, if you're intelligent, you're skeptical. I want you to be skeptical. But go log on to our website, energizehealth.com. Click that red button. Watch a masterclass. And then watch thousands of men just like you who reversed every single issue that I just mentioned. I don't make a claim. My clients make a claim. EnergizeHealth.com.
More on our top story now, as Lance Pry has more on the search and rescue efforts at the partially collapsed Champlain Tower.
As the Surfside, Florida rescue efforts continue, looking for survivors from the building collapse last week, local resident Michael Ruiz on Fox News describes the area and the people of the area.
Well, we live just down the street, and it's just overwhelming. There's an overwhelming sadness. Things are not the same down here. Everybody's just pretty much in a loom of just sadness of everything that's going on. It was so close to home, so close to each one of our own buildings, yes. You got a building and you literally cut it in half, and with all these apartments just having everything sticking out.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And in a 5-4 ruling, the Supreme Court left the CDC's ban on residential evictions in place. The court declining to allow a federal court judge's decision to go into effect that would have lifted the ban nationwide. The moratorium is currently set to expire on July 31st. This is USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater. Available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
More than 200 Republican lawmakers recently sent a letter to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi calling on House Democrats to support an investigation into the origins of COVID-19. The letter came after President Biden ordered U.S. intelligence agencies to dig deeper into the current theories surrounding a lab in Wuhan, China. Representative Nancy Mace was one of those who signed on to the letter. The South Carolina Republican tells Fox News that the U.S. owes it to the world to get to the bottom of the COVID mystery.
Look at COVID-19 right now. As you stated earlier, Martha, 4 million people around the world have died from the virus. 600,000 of those people right here in the United States. And there are three labs in the world that do this gain-of-function research. And it just so happened that one of those is in Wuhan, China, the exact same location where the Wuhan virus originated. And Nancy Pelosi just recently said any hearing in Congress investigating the origins of COVID-19 is simply a distraction. That statement, not only is it negligent, but it's grossly negligent. We owe it to the American people and every other country around the world that's suffering right now to get to the bottom of how this happened so we can prevent it in the future. And quite frankly, China is playing big ball here, and we're just slapping them on the wrist. We've got to hold them accountable for this.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.